A case report on non-01-non-0139 Vibrio cholerae bacteremia and peritonitis associated with chronic liver disease. Introduction. Vibrio cholerae is divided into three main subtypes: 01 toxigenic, 01 non-toxigenic and non-01 strains. V. cholerae species cause gastrointestinal infection, especially 01, and extra-intestinal infection, particularly non-01. There have been several reports of bacteremia and other septic conditions associated with non-01 V. cholerae. Many of these conditions have followed a fatal course, presenting a fulminant septicemia in patients with liver disease who had ingested raw or undercooked seafood. Septicemia due to non-01-non-0139 V. cholerae is very rare, usually occurs in patients with liver cirrhosis. We report a 53-year-old male with a history of liver cirrhosis due to hepatitis B virus who developed septicemia and bacterial peritonitis due to V. cholerae non-01-non-0139. The case report. A 53-year-old Bangladeshi male was admitted to the hospital with a 2-day history of watery diarrhea associated with fever, vomiting and abdomen pain. The patient admitted that his symptoms started after he had eaten fish at a local restaurant. Past medical history was remarkable for liver cirrhosis due to hepatitis B virus. Other medical history was unremarkable. On initial examination, the patient was conscious and oriented and looked ill and dehydrated with a temperature of 39.5 degrees Celsius, pulse 108 per minute and blood pressure 115/65. An abdominal examination revealed positive shifting dullness but no organomegaly, and there was no stigmata or chronic liver disease. Rectal examination was normal and examinations of other symptoms were unremarkable. Initial investigations are shown in table oblique figure 1. Blood specimens were submitted for culture prior to his treatment with intravenous hydration and broad-spectrum antibiotics, that is tazosine, that is piperacillin tazobactam. Abdomen paracentesis was done and samples were sent for cell count, gram stain, culture and AFP. Please refer to table oblique figure 2. However, both samples of blood and acetic fluid grew V. cholerae non-01-non-0139, which was sensitive to ampicillin, amoxyl clavulanic acid, ceftriaxone and ceftrin. The results were confirmed by the reference laboratory, Bioscience, Germany. Stool was sent for culture to identify V. cholerae non-01, but it was not detected. Tazocine was continued for 10 days. During this period, the diarrhea and fever subsided and the patient was discharged. The discussion. V. cholerae serogroup 01 is generally regarded as a non-invasive enterotoxigenic organism causing gastroenteritis of various severities. In contrast, V. cholerae non-01, although biochemically indistinguishable from V. cholerae 01, has been often associated with extra-intestinal infection. Non-01 V. cholerae can cause small outbreaks of diarrheal illness related to contaminated seafood. There are, however, numerous case reports of bacteremia caused by non-01 V. cholerae in persons with predisposing conditions, most commonly cirrhosis, but also nephrotic syndrome, diabetes, hematological malignancies, gastrectomy and AIDS/lymphoma. Our patient had liver cirrhosis due to hepatitis B virus. Although non-01-non-0139 V. cholerae was reported once before in Qatar, this reported case is the first with identified cause and good outcome. In one study of 30 cases, 3 major clinical presentations were found: bacteremia with concurrent spontaneous bacterial peritonitis or invasive soft tissue infections that occurred slowly in cirrhotic patients, self-limited acute febrile gastroenteritis that occurred in patients with no underlying medical disease, and necrotizing fasciitis or cellulitis that often resulted from a wound on extremities. Other manifestations included fatal pneumonitis in a drowned man and acute pyosalpinx. The relevant explanations for the mechanism of invasive Vibrio infections frequently occurring in patients with cirrhosis remain obscure. There are many hypotheses, such as decreased serum bactericidal activity, impaired filtration function in the cirrhotic liver, or increased serum iron levels. Third-generation cephalosporin and tetracycline analog or a fluoroquinolone alone is recommended for treatment of severe Vibrio infection. Nonetheless, this isolate was sensitive to ampicillin, amoxyl clavulanic acid, ceftriaxone and cotrimoxazole in vitro. The crude case fatality rates among cirrhotic patients with non-01 V. cholerae bacterium have been high, ranging from 23.8% to 61.5%. The poor outcome appears in part to be related to pre-existing cirrhosis. Our patient survived despite being cirrhotic. Prevention is the best treatment. Therefore, particularly for cirrhotic patients, it is wise to avoid any contact with contaminated seawater or fresh water or consumption of raw or undercooked seafood. In conclusion, non-01 V. cholerae septicemia should be considered in the differential diagnosis of fever, abdominal pain and diarrhea in patients with underlying chronic liver disease.